Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. And I've been up for a few hours now. It's the middle of the night. And the Lord woke me up around 2:25 a.m. this morning, and I've been up praying in the Spirit, seeking God in His Word. And I've got a word to bring to you today, and I'm going to flow with the Holy Spirit because I believe He's going to speak more through me as I talk, as I release this word. He's going to speak more through me. And so, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I can't do anything of myself, and so I lay myself down to you today. I surrender myself to you today, Lord. Please just fill my mouth. Fill my mouth with your words. Give me your heart of love. Give me your heart of love for your body. Let me prophesy from that place. Thank you, Lord. Let every word that I speak be from you and not from me. Let this word encapsulate your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, guys, I left my home at I'm it's 3:55 in the morning right now, and I felt like the Lord was like, let's not wake your family up. And I felt like, well, I'll go give the word in the car. That's kind of prophetic. I'm called to go. Okay, I'll give the word in the car. That way I can be loud and I'm not going to worry about waking everybody up and I can just be free. So I was going to go to the car, and then he was like, I want to drive. So I was like, okay, where are we going? So I left, and I thought we were going to go to the grocery store, to the parking lot, but then I passed by the elementary school on the corner where I live and where my kids used to go to school. And I was like, wow, that's very prophetic and that's very fitting. And I felt like the Lord said, yeah, let's do it from the elementary school parking lot. So hopefully I don't get, hopefully the police don't come pulling up on me like, what's this car doing in the parking lot at, 4 o'clock in the morning? But, we're just gonna walk in faith here. Hallelujah. And so, guys, I'm sitting in this elementary school parking lot. I'm going to bring this word to you today because this is a picture of what the Lord is doing right now. Okay? He's like, tell him about the dream. So he woke me up and I had this dream, and it was like a real quick little snippet that I can remember. And it's the part I remember is just that's what's pertinent. Listen, there was this car with the windows rolled down. And it's like, and I heard the Lord say, I'm sending my support teams, my mobile support teams. Okay. And so it was like, whoever was in this car is traveling and going. And it's almost like a drive-through kind of situation. Like we're going in, we're the support team. But it's a moving ministry. And he's raising up those that will go for me, he says. I'm raising up those that will go for me. They will teach, that will preach, and that will prophesy the pure milk of the word. This is what the Lord is saying right now. Those that will go for me. To teach, to preach, and to prophesy the pure milk of the word. And I'm just flowing with Holy Spirit right now, guys. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen, I'm one of those ones that's called to go for the Lord. I'm not quiet about it. I'll go anywhere the Lord sends me. I'll go to the Pentecostal church. I'll go to the non-denominational church. I'll go to the grocery store. I'll go to the Catholic church. I have no problem going where the Lord sends me. I belong to Him. I don't belong to a denomination. And that's what qualifies me to bring this word to you today. And so today, yesterday, Holy Spirit told me to go to Mass, to a chapel. It's about 25 minutes from my home. They have several services daily. It's really a wonderful place. I used to go there daily for Mass when I was actively in the Catholic Church. And so it had been a while since I had been there, but the Lord told me to go. And so I think, well, I'm going to go and prophesy over someone. Who's it going to be? And no one stood out to me. So I went to Mass and, I enjoyed it. And then he said, I want you to go to confession. I was like, okay, that's strange, but all right, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Maybe there will be someone in line that you want me to talk to in the confession, or, whatever. So I did end up like chatting briefly and encouraging a young woman, but nothing earth-shattering, just kindness, really. And then I was like, well, what are we going to confess, Lord? Like, it's biblical to confess your sins to one another, James 5:16. It doesn't have to be to a priest. It can be, but it certainly does not have to be. And I felt like he was like, I want you to say the words, I haven't been to Mass in a while. And I felt this thing, this guilt, this, I don't know. Like, I know better. I know that I don't have to go to, church every Sunday. I don't have to go to Mass every Sunday, but there was something about the fact that I haven't been to Mass in months. And I felt this thing, like I did something wrong. And I was just like, oh no, what's that? I thought I was past that. And so I literally went into the confessional and I just said, I haven't been to Mass in months. And that's considered a sin in the Catholic Church. That's considered to be a sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. And so the Lord is just setting me free right now because I was just like, oh, I'm kind of disappointed. Thought I was past that, and the Lord is showing me, no, you were feeling the pharisaical spirit, the spirit of religion. And really, what was coming against me was witchcraft, which is rooted in control and manipulation. And I love my Catholic brothers and sisters, and I love the Catholic Church, and I love the body of Christ, and I bring this message to you today in love. But listen, we have to get back to basics. So, Holy Spirit, help me to give this word right now. So listen, guys, so back it up. I go into the Mass, I go up for communion, and I smell this smell, and it is like sour milk. And I'm like, what am I smelling? And I'm asking the Holy Spirit, is this natural? Is this spiritual? What's going on? I mean, I'm smelling it. I'm smelling it everywhere. And I'm like, and it's spiritual. It's a spiritual smell. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying? Why am I smelling sour milk in this chapel during Mass? Help me, Holy Spirit. And then he led me to a scripture. So I'm going to just read this scripture to you. It's 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 3 in the New King James. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I have another scripture for you. Hebrews 5:12-14. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk, not solid food. The Lord said, stop there and talk about it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Much of the church today needs the milk of the word and not solid food. When you're a baby, you drink milk. You don't feed an infant steak. They would choke. They wouldn't be able to digest it. It's not appropriate. you don't move on, you gradually, I'm just thinking right now, thank you, Holy Spirit, like when your baby is a certain age, you kind of move them to that like cereal, that disgusting cereal. You advance them. You have this pureed food and you kind of move towards solid food. But for a large portion of infancy, they drink milk. And much of the church needs some milk. They're thirsty and they need milk. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. This scripture here is saying, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Listen, and then it goes on to say what these elementary principles of Christ are. And the first one is not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. We need to lay this foundation again because many in the body of Christ are suffering. They're coming underneath condemnation. They're coming underneath heavy condemnation and they have a guilty conscience because they think they have to do something in order to be right with God. And they don't understand that that is a dead work. And he says, talk about the Catholic Church. Listen, he sent me to the Catholic Church for 2 years on assignment. I prophesied over a lot of people, but I also was set free. I was set free from dead works. I was set free from religion. Isn't that funny how God does that? He sent me to the Catholic Church. I had religion heaped on me. It was rather oppressive. But sometimes we don't notice. We don't notice what we are suffering from unless it smacks us in the face, unless it's really heavy. It can be really slight. The enemy's tricky. Help me, Holy Spirit. I heard the Lord saying, he talks about the thumb-sucking Christians. And he was talking to me this morning about the thumb-sucking Christians. So help me, Holy Spirit, because this is a word bathed in love. He says right now, the Lord says they are sucking their thumbs because the milk is sour. The milk is not fit to drink, so they have to soothe themselves. They have to suck their thumbs. That's why infants suck themselves to soothe themselves. It acts like a pacifier. They soothe their guilty consciences by sucking their own thumbs, by doing things and relying on going to church, relying on reading their Bibles, whatever it is, doing even charitable works, the things that we do. And we're under this false pretense that that makes us right with God. It's a very basic principle of Christianity. You cannot earn righteousness. Being right with God is righteousness. Being reconciled to God, being right in God's eyes is righteousness, and that comes through Jesus Christ, through his blood that was shed. It is by grace that you are saved through faith. By grace, no works, lest any man should boast. And so this thinking that if I don't go to Mass, it's a sin. It's not right thinking. And it leads to condemnation. It leads to guilt. The blood of bulls and calves and goats would cleanse the flesh, but it did nothing for their guilty conscience. And I'm talking about Hebrews chapter 9 right now. I don't have that scripture in front of me. It did nothing for their guilty conscience. But the blood of Christ is more than the blood of bulls and calves and goats. It did what that could never do. It cleanses us from a guilty conscience, from dead works, so that we can serve the living God. If I'm worried about following the rules, then I'm not going to be free to follow the Holy Spirit. If he tells me to stay home from church one day and be with my family because that's what he's telling me to do, I need to be able to obey him. But if the church is telling me that I'm sinning by staying home from church, I'm not going to be able to be obedient to the Lord because I'm under a heavy weight of guilt and condemnation. And the Holy Spirit told me this morning as I was praying in the Spirit, people are leaving the church in droves because of this very fact. They are coming underneath such heavy condemnation that they end up leaving the church. They are accused and condemned by the enemy, and this is a plot of the enemy. This is what he wants. They are leaving the Catholic Church in droves. They are leaving the body of Christ, the church, in a general sense as well, in droves because of this very fact. They have the sense of unworthiness, this guilt, and it's crushing, and they leave. And they don't understand this elementary principle that the blood of Jesus makes you right with God. The blood of Jesus is your righteousness. It's nothing that you have done, but it is everything that he has done. Is it a good thing to go to Mass? Is it a good thing to go to church? Is it a good thing to read your Bible every day? Yes. But when it is a rule, when it is a requirement, when you think that you are earning something, it is off. We need to get back to the pure milk of the Word. We need fresh milk so that they can stop sucking their thumbs. Hallelujah, help me, Jesus. We need fresh milk so that they can stop sucking their thumbs, so that they can stop trying to soothe themselves, soothe their consciences by the things that they do. That's not okay. That's not okay. It leads to a false sense of security. And then when you fall short, it's heavy, heavy condemnation. And so the Lord set me free this morning, right? Because I was feeling like, what the heck? Why am I coming underneath this thing again? Why am I feeling that way? Why am I feeling that I know better? What is this? It was a spirit coming against me today in the Catholic Church at Mass. And Lord, I thank you and I give you praise for showing me and opening my eyes to this, because it's real. It's real. It is the religious spirit. It is the pharisaical spirit. Call it whatever you want to call it. It is witchcraft. where we try to control those that are underneath us. It is control. It's rooted in control. Obedience to God is all that is required. This is what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying right now, guys. Obedience to God is all that is required. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, do not think that you are exempt from this word because maybe you're not Catholic. This word is not just for Catholics. This word is for the entire body of Christ. Do you read your Bible every day? You didn't read your Bible today? You haven't read your Bible in a week? Oh my goodness. Do you feel that? Listen, can you trust the Lord to lead you? Can you trust the Holy Spirit to lead you? Or do you have to do it your way? Do you feel guilty? Jesus did not die to have a guilty church. I'm not telling you not to read your Bible. It's wonderful. The Word of God is wonderful. I'm not telling you not to go to church. That's wonderful. It's great. But he cleanses our consciences so that we can serve the living God, so that we can do what God wants us to do when he wants us to do it. Sometimes there have been times when he's like, put your Bible down, Christy. We're practicing stillness today. This is what I'm doing in your life right now. We're practicing stillness. Meditate on that word. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10. Meditate on that. Chew on that. You're still in the word, but you're laying on your face. So we're not opening the book today, but you're still in the word. You're in me. This is what I'm doing. Can you serve me? Can you be obedient to me? Or is your guilt going to lead you astray and do something that I'm not calling you to do right now? I don't want your dead works. I don't want your dead works, says the Lord. I want you to humble yourself before me and follow me, he says. I love you. It's okay. I'm setting you free. And he says to end the word there. So I want to pray for you. Holy Spirit, help. Holy Spirit, help. Lord, help us to come out from underneath condemnation and guilt. Lord, I pray for those that are listening to this message that I just pray for freedom right now. Lord, I ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus. I just ask for you to bathe their thoughts and their emotions in the blood of Jesus. Bathe their spirits in the blood of Jesus. Bathe their every cell in their body in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray for a revelation of the blood of Jesus Christ for myself and everyone listening. I pray for those that will teach the pure milk of the word. I pray not, Lord, that you would send those laborers into the harvest field. Send those laborers out, God. Those teachers, those ones that have this revelation of the blood of Christ. Thank you, God. Send them out. I pray that they would go wherever you send them to bring truth in love, to bring correction when needed, just to follow you, Jesus. I pray for the elementary basic teachings of Jesus Christ of the cross to go forth. Thank you, Lord. Back to basics. Take us back to basics, Holy Spirit. Help us. You're the teacher. You're the one. You're the teacher, Holy Spirit. We need a revelation of these basic principle teachings, these elementary teachings. Help us. Reveal it to us. Take it from our head down into our heart, Lord. Let this word sink down deep into us. Let us really search your word, God. Make it come alive to us, God, that we would not try to serve God with dead works. That's not what you want. Help us. You don't condemn us. You love us. You're not disappointed in us, God. You're so pleased with us. You want to set us free, Lord. You don't want us to be guilty, God. I don't want to trample on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ by trying to save myself. Help me. I just pray love. I pray the love of Christ would infiltrate your heart right now and your mind, your body, all of you, the love of Jesus Christ. I pray, Holy Spirit, you just pour it into them. I just break the power of that condemnation. Break the power of that condemnation in your life, that accusation, those accusations that are coming against you, saying that you're not enough, you're not doing it right. I break the power of that now. That assignment of the enemy, I break that now in the name of Jesus. I cancel that assignment over your life now in the name of Jesus. I cancel that spirit of religion, that pharisaical spirit. That spirit of that control, I cancel it in the spirit in the name of Jesus. I cancel the witchcraft attacks that are being sent against you in the name of Jesus Christ. I sever them in the spirit now. In Jesus' name, by the blood of the Lamb and the power of the Holy Spirit, and that is falling away from you right now in Jesus' name. I cancel every curse word spoken over you that you're doing it wrong, that you're guilty, that you're any person that spoke a curse word over you, a word of witchcraft, really, a witchcraft curse. I just break it that in the name of Jesus. And we send that back to where it came from. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. More truth, bring truth to all of us. Bring truth, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful day, guys.